Yeah.
Back. Back with another one.
Had a double back on y'all. With another brand new episode of the Champagne and Henny Podcast. We gonna get straight to it today. Today we gonna hit y'all with an album review. We know it's been a minute since we've, you know, collectively reviewed an album, but today we definitely gotta, you know, give some highlight and some spotlight to this album right here by the one and only
Pooh Shiesty,
man.
Come on now.
As y'all know, Pooh Shiesty dropped Shiesty Season at the beginning of the month. And, you know, the shit just been going crazy on the charts. It debuted at 4 on the Billboard Hot 200 album charts. My nigga, he also has the number one album on Apple Music. I'm telling you, like, my boy, he blew up. Like, I say, like, his first main buzz, you know, was when he dropped Main Slime.
Yeah.
And now, you know, you see where he from now. He signed to 1017, representing that new 1017 with Gucci. And, yeah, man, let's just get into this album, man.
Off the rip, I feel like Back in Blood definitely gonna go platinum, if not double platinum, before the end of the month.
Yeah, it just got certified gold, actually.
Yeah, so it's going to hit platinum very soon. Be on the wait for that. Another song that, you know what I'm saying, most people might not think is, like, all that. I love anytime Gucci hop on the song with his niggas, you feel me? Because he always got that chemistry.
True.
That shit ugly. Definitely top the chart for me. Like I said, I just love when they do collabs and shit just bounce off each other, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Shiesty Season was definitely a, not gonna call it, I was gonna call it a top tier album. It's definitely put together very well. And I'm gonna just go ahead and give it top tier quality, based off of the production of it. Shit, that's my take on it right there.
Mm-hmm. And I would definitely say, you know, for this to be his first project, you know, I was definitely impressed. And, you know, this is, I know a lot of people have a lot of, you know, criticism towards, you know, artists being signed to labels. Now, you know, as y'all know, 1017 is under Atlantic. Now, I believe that, you know, Pooh being under, you know, Atlantic, you know, is really pushing him to that level he needs to be. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, random niggas like us, you know, we see the potential from the get-go. But, you know, like, having those, you know, major labels backing you and, you know, just seeing that vision and putting together, you know, these type of albums, you know, can really help somebody like that. As you see now, like, in terms of, you know, like, artists that are, you know, in the spotlight, like, he's definitely right there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I would see, like, he's probably going to be, like, the headliner of the XXL Freshman list this summer. I believe so, like, if he takes it. But, hell, I feel like he's bigger than the XXL. He shouldn't even take that shit. I believe he should.
Do you feel like XXL solidifies the artist as an artist?
No.
In the industry?
No. Because a lot of artists ain't do it.
Name three.
Drake.
Oh, yeah, well, damn, you right.
Drake ain't take it. Lil Baby.
Got that one.
Lil Baby ain't ever take it. I mean, there's a lot of rappers that did took it, of course. I mean, XXL in the past was, like, something to keep, you know, motherfuckers, you know, it was keeping motherfuckers relevant. But, like, yeah. Now, like, the artist, like, they sometimes it helps, but sometimes you don't really need the shit. Like, especially if you the bigger artist, like, Pooh Shiesty, I feel like he already done blew.
Depending on who heights, on that list.
Yeah.
I feel like you right. Depending on who on that list. Because, like, back in 2016, that list was so fire, you had to be on it. If they asked you, you know what I'm saying, you got Uzi on the lineup, you got Yachty on the lineup, Kodak, like, they say, yo, come get on that list.
Yeah.
With, you know what I'm saying? Like,
back
that,
then, you know, it still had its...
Right. It had its value.
But it's like, you know, I feel like once you an artist and you know, like, your worth, and I feel like Pooh Shiesty, like I just said, like, for, like, debuted at 4 on the Billboard 200, you feel me? Like, 65,000 units sold first week. Like, That's a huge number. But, you know, let me get back to the album, Shiesty Season. Like, my favorite song on there would have to be Making a Mess, word. You know, followed by Box of Churches, because, I don't know, like, that hook, like, that nigga just spazzing, you feel me? Like, I don't know, like, it's just something wrong with Pooh Shiesty. Like, ever since I heard, you know, Main Slime, you feel me? Like, always been an artist that, you know, I definitely, you know, listen to. You know, I fuck with him, and, you know, I feel like the main reason why he's, you know, is who he is today is because of the, you know, authenticity of him, of his music, you feel me? Like, he seems like an artist that isn't lying in his songs, you feel me? Like, he give me that same vibe that, like, Lil Baby first gave me when he came out. Because niggas, you know, you had that feeling that Lil Baby not capping in his songs. So, Pooh Shiesty give you that same vibe when he's rapping.
So. Out of the gate, I feel like as long as he keep that up, you know what I'm saying, he on the rise right now, so as long as he keep that up, he solidifies a lot for his future. But hey, y'all stick around for this quick commercial break. We're gonna come right back at you with another topic. Yo, yo.
We are right back after the little quick commercial break.
We back.
All right, y'all. So, you know, it's 2021. You know what I'm saying? Right now, the world still a little bit iffy because of COVID, of course.
Be like that.
You know, so it's a couple artists here, you know, me and Jai, you know, we about to talk about, you know, a couple artists we like to hear from in 2021, you know, as, you know, 2020 was a great year of music, so, you know, I'm trying to see who's going to drop in 2021 and how, like, 2021, how would a year of music would be in 2021?
I only really got two niggas I want to hear from. Party Next Door. I need a real album.
Even though he dropped last year.
I need a real album.
So you don't like Party Mobile?
It's old.
What you mean it's old?
It's old now.
How?
Oh, you talking about that's the shit with Rihanna. Matter of fact, not Party. Because that did just drop.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of another Party album.
Oh, so you thinking of P3.
Yeah. Huh? But I forgot I was just blasting Party Mobile all summer, especially during that. Yeah, let me stop. My fault. But, you do got to hear from Drake. Mm-hmm. Not going to sit here and act like that. I was just going to rely. Because, bro, done pushed back the date of the album.
Yeah.
About twice now.
I feel like he waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, something, I feel like he knows something that we don't. I feel like he know when the world going to open back up again. And that's when he going to drop his album. I feel like he on some shit like that. He's trying to wait. Which I understand, though, because, like, you know, like, it's going to be a minute because he only dropped one song. He only dropped one fucking song. And that was, like, September, August. Like, and now, like, it's like, damn, nigga, like, where the fuck you at now? So, I feel like he is cold right now, so he might drop it when it get warm again. Start dancing, doing TikToks and bullshit like that. That's when he probably gonna drop it.
I need to get back outside officially.
No cap. Another artist, man, I like to hear from is Roddy Ricch. You know, he did drop late 2019. So, you feel me? 2020, you know, he was kind of, he blew up, you feel me, in 2020, but it was an early portion. But, like, I'm trying to see what he gonna follow up with after, you know, his album, you feel me? Because that album was fire. At first, you know what I'm saying? Like, I let it breathe.
He did kind of go dormant.
Yeah.
Imagine I let it breathe. If he would have put a deluxe on his shit.
Oh, God. He ain't had to put a deluxe on his shit.
This shit was on the charts for like 16 weeks, maybe more than that.
Yeah.
Like, up there.
Yeah.
Top three. Like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
But, Roddy.
Yeah.
I really don't be listening no more, man. Like, I be working.
Yeah.
But feel like I'm outdated. I feel like I'm too outdated.
Feel like you outdated on the music.
Yeah.
Man.
Because I really didn't even know Dirt dropped 2 deluxes.
Oh, God.
And when you said that shit yesterday, I was like, God damn. That nigga did drop a deluxe twice.
That nigga been dropping hella shit.
Yeah, yeah. I be goddamn lost in the sauce, bro.
For real, man. But shit, bro, you should just goddamn.
I'm out of downloads.
Define some time and stuff.
To update my portfolio on music.
Oh, yeah. You know, get Honcho to hook you up.
Has her dropped anything lately?
It's her?
Yeah, it's because.
She got a song to be playing on the radio.
I thought I heard that shit, but she ain't dropped no goddamn
album
in a minute. I'd like to see. Because that shit, you dropped that her. Hey man, it's always a good time. Okay.
Especially with your shorty.
What? I'm with talking about shorty, in the shower, her bumping. She got some good beats too. Perfect for cuddling.
Perfect wind down. Wind down time.
What?
Hey, but nah, another artist, even though like it's a lot of controversy surrounding them. I would say I'm ready. Meek. Ready for Meek to drop an album. I ain't gonna lie, you feel me?
I don't even want the album.
Really? I want the album.
I'm gonna say I don't want the album right now. Like, he might as well wait till like August.
August? He ain't dropped the album since like 2019.
Right now, every time bro try to drop some shit, it's like hella controversy around his name. He need to just drop when everything's good.
What you mean? When championships dropped, it wasn't like no controversy though.
And it went good.
Cause everybody was like ready for him to drop. Like niggas.
I don't feel like niggas really gonna be ready right now. He got.
Cause the Kobe shit.
Yeah, like niggas still on his head.
Dude.
They don't even want to hear what he got to say no more.
Nah, I feel like we can't say that cause. He got that hard ass snippet with Baby and Dirt, so I feel like that shit gonna go up.
When they if drop anything, that. I feel like they gonna drop a song.
And I guarantee you, he probably has another song with Drake.
You talking about who?
It's gonna go crazy. What? Another Meek and Drake song, another Meek and Ross song. You already know it. I ain't never heard a bad. Jay. Of course, you know he probably get a Jay verse on there too. A J verse, and
I
then
feel like all them features right there in a way he can't go number one.
But for I'll say one more nigga for me, and this is gonna be unpopular opinion, but Kendrick Lamar, I'm gonna be real. Oh yeah, well nah, I gotta say two and J. Cole. I gotta say them two. Like I cannot forget the niggas that we grew up listening to. You feel me? Like
they are too comfortable for me.
Bro, they don't drop shit. The
Kendrick, for sure.
Bro, because niggas already giving Kendrick that crown low-key. Like, they already putting him high on a pedestal. Like, they trying to put him as one of the GOATs already. But, yeah, I'm ready for Kendrick to drop, man. Like, but Kendrick drop, I don't know how the album going to sound. You feel me? Like, because I'm going to be real, like, I'm an old Kendrick fan. Like, mm-hmm. I fuck with, like, Good Kid, Mad City.
So, you don't know if that shit gonna sound authentic Kendrick or...
It's like, the last album...
Media-saturated Kendrick.
Like, I ain't gonna say he went mainstream, but... He gonna do it.
I was about to say...
But, like, he can still rap, right. Though. But, like, some of the shit, like, Humble, like, I ain't really fuck with all that shit. That shit just sounded too forced.
No cap.
Like, at the third time I heard this song, I ain't fuck with it. But my nigga Cole, you feel me? Like, J. Cole would drop a hard ass song, then leave. Like Middle Child. Like, he dropped Middle Child. I'm in here like, oh shit, this nigga Cole about to drop some crazy albums. He doing features with like 21, Moneybagg. I'm like, oh yeah. Cole about to go ahead and drop an album on some crazy shit. Nah, he just gonna drop an album with his group. Then not drop nothing else for the rest of the year. Like, damn, nigga. Like, these niggas be getting way too comfortable.
They do.
Them niggas, I don't know. Well, they look goated, though.
Like you said, we already put them on a pedestal. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. So and plus, they don't give a fuck. Like, you feel me? They drop at any time, and they number still going to go up because they goats. You feel me? Like, especially Kendrick. I feel like next time Kendrick drop, that shit going to be like, he might do some crazy numbers. Like, he might do some Drake-like numbers. Yeah,
three goats. Nah, I said there's two goats, a lion, and a hyena.
Who is that?
Kendrick and J. Cole are the goats.
Hmm.
Drake is the lion. And goddamn, Lil Baby is the hyena.
All right, hold on. When you just say that, so is the lion...
I feel like it's just untouched.
The lion above the goats.
Lion is above. And as far as the... As far as the...
The hyena is going to be...
The hyena will feast on anything. You feel me?
Hmm.
A lion is the king of the jungle. He really... Drake could drop fucking him beatboxing and go number one.
Okay.
Like, you feel me? Like, that's just untouchable in the forest right now.
Hmm.
Goddamn... I don't really know the goats part. Just come from the saying goats and how everybody perceive them as goats, and you know how Lil Baby, he called himself the hyena.
Yeah,
I feel like goats. You feel me? Because everyone goats.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
He up and coming. He'll eat a goat. That nigga eat a lion. He a goddamn no hyenas.
Oh no, though I can't just say, like, Drake a lion and Kendrick not. I just can't do that because, like, I don't know, man.
You said Kendrick and J. Cole was goats.
They is a ghost, but...
You ain't say Drake a goat. A goat.
You it might a three-headed goat. Like, hey. It might be a three-headed goat. But nah, I get what you're saying, though, because it's just because Drake is Drake.
Like I said, that nigga Drake can drop him beatboxing and... spilling water and they should go number fucking one. Like,
it's crazy, I mean, bro.
It's the truth.
It's,
you feel me? And Lil Baby definitely is coming up. So niggas gotta got. I mean, he already up, but I'm saying, like,
yeah, he's.
Do niggas talk about him in the sense of J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake?
Nah.
Or is he still under them? Like, he's still like making his way up.
I would say he's definitely still making his way up, but in terms of, like, the top artists today, like, he's probably number one. Like, when I say top artists, like, I'm talking about rappers that are, like...
Dropping shit?
Yeah, dropping shit in the past year or so. You feel me? Like, he's probably number one. Like, you would say he best a rapper of 2020. It's probably him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of niggas that... could get that title, you feel me? But
best rappers of 2023 right now.
Best rappers of 20 what?
2020. I got three right now. You got
what's
three?
Your three?
No particular order.
Mm.
No particular order.
Mm.
Future.
Mm.
G Herbo.
Mm.
A Lil Baby.
That's the reason.
No particular order, but them niggas, I was in tune. You feel me? In tune. You feel me? Like, them niggas definitely dropped some solid work in 2020 that had me. Like I said, yeah. I ain't really got no new music since them niggas been driving. I've been stuck. You feel me? I got to get that update my portfolio.
2020
was a crazy cold year.
I can agree.
I really
with
missed
you.
The dirt wave. No cap. I was not even. There.
2020, I can agree with you, but I replace Future with Dirt.
I knew you were going to say that. Right. Bro, Future, it's my guy.
Future honorable mention, though. Future album was fire, and Future, yeah. Future definitely up there. Like, I'm going to be real. Future is goated, for sure.
But that's who I'm looking forward to listening to this 2021. I mean... it would be cool if Future drop again, just because, you know, that's what he do. He at least drop three times a year. So we're going to see what he do.
Facts,
you feel me? He might give us another one right before Easter. You know how he do shit like that.
Hell yeah. Every year. Kids. He dropped an album once a year, so you gonna expect a future album somewhere.
But I'm okay with expecting a future album.
I feel like if Drake and Future gonna drop What a Time to Be Alive, they needed to drop that shit.
What a Time to Be Alive too?
Yeah. They need to drop that shit in the summertime. And then they drop that shit, and then Drake drops Certified Lover Boy in the fall.
Then they drop the Deluxe in the winter to What a Time to Be Alive too.
That's some COVID.
Some cold shit. Shit.
Mask Off remix.
That's some COVID going in.
Mask Off Part 2.
Mask Off
Part 2. This shit gonna be a crazy ass beat. The flute gonna be like,
oh damn. It's gonna be like reverse. It's gonna be like a reverse.
It's gonna be a reverse. That shit gonna be so hard. That shit gonna go number
one. Like you said, though, I feel like Drake know when this shit gonna end.
Oh, God.
They already gave him the green light. Like, Bezos and them was all talking. They was just like, yeah, bro, this shit gonna be over in about August. That's when I'm gonna buy the company back. I'm gonna let them do what they do for now. You feel me? Like,
all the elites.
About August. Nah, I really think it might take I don't really want to speak negativity into the air. Yeah. So maybe I just shouldn't speak.
Oh, man. But, yeah. Anyways, we're about to take a quick commercial break, and we're about to get back.
We'll be right back at you.
All right, we back.
I already know what it is.
Back with our next segment, man.
Yup.
Next segment is, you know what I'm saying, we had to, you know, continue to talk about this music stuff, and one thing that is, you know, definitely trending in today's music is, you know, this and the dead. Now, you don't know what that means, like, you know, artists nowadays, you feel me, like, you know, these artists are having oppositions, you know, in which they having to diss the dead because, hey, I don't know, personal vengeance, vendetta, like, hey, that's what they got going on. But, like, Ja, I just really want to get your take on it because I see, like, it's a popular thing now. And, you know, I want to see, is it going to be something that's going to, like, go up as, like, you know, the years go by? Is it going to be something that niggas will be like, nah, that shit ain't cool, you feel me? Like, once you put out down, it's over. Like, yeah. Fuck them.
I don't know. I feel like 2018, 2017, a lot of people became prominent from dissing the dead because somebody will find out that somebody just dissed somebody, you feel me? And they trying to get it, leak it to the person. They're trying to get it to the person who they saying they dissed. That's just blowing that person up more and more.
So, like,
I feel like dissing the dead needs to stop. But I feel like it was so, I don't know how to explain it. It was so, like, people do it and it'd be, like, so numb. I don't know how to explain it. Like, people just diss the dead. Like,
yeah.
I would say, so, it just rolled off their tongue. You feel me? So I feel like people have got so comfortable doing it that it might be a long time before they stop actually dissing dead people because that's what the listeners low-key are listening for. They trying to hear who he dissing, what kind of beat they got, what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, the more they keep applying to these listeners, the more you gonna see people dissing the dead, not feeling no repercussions. That's another thing. People dissing the dead and getting maximum repercussions or no repercussions at all. You know what I'm saying? Because we done seen people just today in these past 2-3 years and got the maximum, which is, you know, death. All because they've been, you know, saying not saying dissing the dead, but all because that's what moved their platform. That's what got them famous, and it's really disrespectful to the people around them. You feel me? That's the main thing. But will they ever stop? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, we can honestly say, like, you know,
not some people benefit from it.
Something that's been around, you know, ever since, you know, you can say it's honestly been around ever since, like, the 90s. And, you know, gangsta rap really started to take over. But then, you know, it kind of became popular. You know, back when the whole Chicago shit, you know, started to blow up.
Yeah.
You know, back in 2011 and shit. And then, you know, seeing it kind of, you know, niggas are still dissing the ops. Don't get me wrong. But, like, you know, the shit started to blow up again recently. You know, of course, with King Von and all that. So, I feel like now we in the space where it's like, you know, damn, like, you know, we see the people of the dead, you know what I'm saying? Like, their, you know, their mothers talking, you know, talking out about it. Like, for example, like, Tuka mom, you know, giving an interview, you know, talking about some, you know, she don't want nobody dissing her son. And you know what I'm saying? Like, once you see that perspective, you know, it kind of make you have a different
light on it. Do you think that the people who've been dissing her son felt what the mom was saying?
I mean, probably not. I would say the only one that's probably like grew from that whole era is probably Chief Keef. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cause like he did, like, you know, he told YBN Almighty J, you know what I'm saying, like, chill, you know what I'm saying, don't bring up, you know, too, like, he said, you know, don't bring up that man's name, you feel me? Like, especially if you ain't had nothing to do with the shit, you feel me? Because, you know, he was on, like, Twitch and shit, you know, just being like, yeah, we smoking too, because some shit, you know, being corny. And then, you know, Cheeky shut him down, like, yo, like, why you got to bring up his name for? So, you feel me?
Just gonna bring him in a world of trouble.
Like, shit. Like, I feel like niggas just got to get past that shit eventually. But will it go away? I mean, nah. You know, the fans going to eat it up.
Yeah,
of course.
The fans going to eat it up. Like, but people love to do their digging.
You feel me? But
the more they get them.
It is what it is. You feel me? Like, can't nobody judge them for what they do. Because at the end of the day, like, it's bloodshed between, you know, both sides. Of a beef like that. It's bloodshed between both sides, you feel me? So, niggas don't do what they do.
And people gotta understand that.
Yeah.
You feel me? Which people don't.
But, like, what I will say is, like, the people that's not in the side, like, actively on the side, like, you can't motherfuckers just be speaking out, like, this and the dead, and they ain't doing shit.
They ain't
like,
ever did.
Like, 6ix9ine, you feel me? Like, that's the shit. That's when the shit need to, like, be addressed, you feel me? Like, I feel like you can't speak on a nigga being dead, da-da-da, like this and the nigga dead homies and shit. You ain't, you know, in it at all, you feel me? Like,
and I feel like that's their standpoint is exactly what you just said. Like, because I seen Lil 6ix9ine on, I don't know, I think YouTube or some shit. And basically he was talking to somebody. I guess he was talking to Lil Reese or some shit, talking about dissing Tuka and how them niggas keep dissing. But whenever he dissed the dead, like he dissed King Von or some shit like that, then it's a problem. But like you just said, like, that nigga 6ix9ine didn't do shit to act in King Von's death. He ain't had beef with him before that. So why the hell you dissing? You feel me? That's grounds for goddamn the streets to take care of you.
Right.
You feel me? Because this is like you asking for it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like them boys out there in Chicago who made a career off dissing, I feel like they really done been through the shit that they rapping about. While I don't know the logistics of, you know, who's dying out there and whatnot,
right?
But they actually blocks away from each other. Like, if they talking about each other, that's between them. Whether they bring it out to the world or not, that ain't nothing for no other people to adapt, because you're not in that space. You're not from that space. You didn't. You don't react in that space at all. So, if you're not from Chicago, if you ain't know Tuka, if you ain't been in that situation with them, don't speak on it. Yeah. You feel me? I feel like Chief Keef did YBN a great service, because it could have probably went way worse for the kid.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Because, like you said, he had nothing to do with that shit, and now he just dissing. for no reason. Yeah. Anybody can come after you. Anybody you that down, person was attached me? To, you feel me?
But we'll see. But we're going to hit y'all with one last commercial break, and then we're going to get to our final segment of today's podcast. We are back.
Let's get it.
Back with our final segment today. You know, we back with a rap history fact of the week.
Of the week. Y'all know we've been talking about the kid for a long time. That's really one of my all-time favorites of 2020 and one of my all-time favorites of just my rap.
Rap artist?
Yeah, my rap artist. Man. But Future.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Today, released Hendrix. Now, we're doing the throwback. You know how we do. We give flowers to albums that, you know, we definitely, you know, enjoyed.
Definitely.
You know, on these, you know, throwback rap history facts of the week. So, we're going to shed some light on Hendrix. So, Hendrix dropped right after he dropped Future. A week before he dropped his, you know, self-titled Future. And Hendrix was his more slow album, R&B album side of, you know, Future. And Hendrix debuted at number one, sold 121 copies in his first week. It replaced his own self-titled album at number one, making him the first artist in the history of the Billboard 200 to have two albums debut at number one in successive weeks.
Come on now, y'all can't tell me this man don't create fucking gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember
this that is whole, is one of his best albums.
Bro, I remember that whole situation when that shit was dropping. I slept on Hendrix just because I wanted to hear Future.
When you slept on Hendrix?
Like, for like that week. I didn't hear it for the first week, no cap.
Because you were still listening to Future?
Like, I'm trying to goddamn get through that Future. Then once I finally hit Hendrix, and then I find out The Weeknd on the second song, I was so mad at myself. That shit was top tier. Top tier album, bro. Top tier album.
Like, them niggas made that cracking in that first song. Like, just think about it. He starts the album off with My Collection.
Toxic.
Like, straight up, like,
straight toxic.
He got straight toxicity. To the point. Like, and then he already playing clues that, like, you already know what he's talking about. Like, come on now, man. Yes, you can't, like, you cannot make this up about Future. Like, he's, like, the man is a goat, you feel me? Like, she that told me she was an angel. She fought two rappers.
Represent three singles.
Like, come on.
Y'all niggas out there trying to count the rappers and singers, trying to figure out if y'all know who rapping and who singing.
For real.
I give you a hint.
And then
I don't know.
You say you don't know?
They don't know. I know.
Yeah, I know too. And the second song, you know, like you said, coming out strong with The Weeknd, like, you know.
That really, that album really ain't got no skips.
Yeah.
Like, no skips whatsoever.
Man, I agree. I really agree. You feel me? Like me listening to it, like, first time I listened to it, I was like, okay. Like, Future done definitely hit the R&B wave. And, like, I like this way more than Future.
I was in Miami listening to that shit.
For real.
That was 2017, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. 2017.
I was in Miami. That shit. Because Lil Ross dropped right around that time. Drake just dropped the More Life. Shiesty bastard. He a shiesty bastard. He dropped that shit when I was in that damn playlist. I remember listening to it for the first time in Miami. That shit was crazy.
For real. Man. So what's your favorite song on Hendrix? Your top three songs on Hendrix. And your least favorite song on Hendrix.
So top three and a least favorite. Okay. I feel like I could do that. I have to give you, let me see. 2017 was a crazy year. I had to give you Coming Out Strong. Use Me. My Collection. I could have went without Fresh Air.
Wow.
I knew you, Ayla. I knew I was going to get that. Or Keep Quiet. I could have did without Keep Quiet, too.
Okay.
Keep Quiet. I wouldn't really. Don't say that. I wouldn't really. Man. Yeah, I'll take Fresh Air out for Keep Quiet. Definitely Keep Quiet.
That's definitely like the ultimate refresh song. Like,
wow, I can't believe.
But nah, okay, for me, I would say my favorite top three.
It's going to be off the wall. Watch y'all. Off the
My favorite top wall. Three would be Turn On Me. Solo.
You like the end of the album.
Sorry.
You like the end of the album.
And my honorable mention would be Hallucinating.
To take out?
No. Hell no. Nah, Hallucinating top three. I'm going to take out...
Sorry.
I can't see this album is so hard, bro. Like,
Turn On Me hard. That's definitely a good...
And Solo? Solo now. Like, I don't know. The end of the album is so hard. Like, the beginning of the album is like it's smooth, but the end, you could finally see Future like turn into that monster. Like,
yeah.
Like, he turned into like a whole different person. Then Sorry is supposed to be like the ending where like he apologized for like his actions.
In the beginning part.
Yeah, you feel me? Like, My Collection. Like, he went from My Collection to Sorry.
My nigga Future knew what the fuck he was doing. Great body of work. I mean, like I said, it was some great music dropping in 2017.
No lie.
2017, it was some great music dropping. That probably got to go down above Future, at least top three for that year.
Top three albums?
That's top two.
Top two albums?
Of 2017.
I think, yeah, that album was definitely in my top five of albums.
Yeah.
2017.
I feel like they could have did without Super Slimy, but.
I mean, it has some songs on there.
Feed Me Dope.
And then Can't Forget Water. Future. Self-titled Future. You know, that album was straight because that shit did have Might As Well, When I Was Broke, Feds of the Sweet.
It had them bangers.
Mask Off, Draco. So it had that shit on there. But anyways, y'all, we definitely had to double act on y'all with another episode of the Champagne and Henny Podcast.
You feel me? You got to get up with us. Tune in anywhere you just viewed this podcast. We thank y'all so much for listening to us. And we thank y'all so much for tuning in every time we drop. This ain't nothing but blessings right here. And we trying to drop little nuggets to y'all, things that we know. You feel me? We all be thinking about, you feel me?
Throughout the day. Excited.
But look, tune in this week. We got a banger coming for y'all.
Okay.
Get at us. Get off!